Classic League Podcast time!
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 308 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott. My co-host is Kevin. What is going on, man?
What's up, everybody?
Good to see you.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year. It's funny, we apologized and gave everybody a heads up about the break that we were going to take. And the way the holidays went, I published it after the break anyway, so the disclaimer was for that. How are the holidays, man? Did you have a good Christmas and New Year and all?
All good. All good. Got Smash Brothers for Christmas, Ultimate.
Heck yeah.
For the Switch. And it turns out, and I do this every single time, I don't really like Smash Brothers that much, but I buy it every single time. The only one I liked was Brawl because it had a good story mode.
Is that the GameCube one?
No, that's the Wii Melee. One.
The Wii one.
Melee's okay. The GameCube one, yeah. Then I got the Wii U one, and I was like, this is good, and then I got the Switch one, and I'm playing Adventure mode that just keeps going, man. There's no ending. And I tried fighting online. I mean, online, it's all about, because I don't have all the characters. I have like 7.
Okay.
I'm like, let me get online. And then the game just, I'm like, oh, the Nintendo still sucks online.
Yeah. And, well, we have had Wi-Fi issues, so let's not blame Nintendo just yet.
No, I blame Nintendo, because that thing reads 5G network, yo.
No, I have heard other complaints about the online. The only one I've really played with Nintendo has been Tetris 99, which that, as long as with the local latency is fine, it doesn't matter. And then
I don't have no problem with that.
And then Mario Kart. I played a lot of Mario Kart with my buddy that lives in Shanghai.
Oh, and, we should play Mario Kart.
That worked great, but it was Mario Kart. Like, it doesn't have to be as kind of precise either. It's bullshit anyway, you know?
Yeah, just a straight route.
But it felt
route.
Good. It didn't feel, too weird, so...
How was your holidays?
Good. I got real sick. It sounded like you did too.
Yeah.
So while I was recovering, I watched The Witcher on Netflix. So I'll talk about that a bit later.
Oh, right on.
And real quick about Smash Brothers. My first experience with it was horrible. My cousins brought it over to my grandparents' house and were basically dickheads and wouldn't teach anybody how to play and just mop the floor with everybody. And they had the Nintendo 64 version. And then never played it again. Somebody at work let me borrow the Wii one and thought, this is absolutely atrocious. What in the world are people obsessed with this game for? Now I kind of understand it more, but I'm not a Smash Brothers person.
Yeah, I mean, it's just cool to have all the characters together. Before we continue, I want to know, whoever's in the room, is the theme song still on? I feel like it's still on. I just did a quick hint of it.
You did?
Yeah, I just did it on my phone, just to make sure.
Yeah, because it plays... I don't know if you've ever listened to the podcast before, Kevin.
I have.
But I let the song play as the intro, right?
Okay, I'm a little just worried. Just making sure it's good.
It's fair enough. I did double check. It is muted and the program is off. You just you checked too soon is all.
Oh, well, you know what? Nothing.
Fair enough.
I'll bite my tongue.
So we I'm not that big of a Smash Brothers fan, so I'm sorry that I'm sorry you have the same experience as well.
And I wanna love it. Like, it's perfect. Sonic, Mario, Solid Snake, Bayonetta, Cloud, Ryu, Castle. Like, it sounds perfect.
And
I just played it and I'm like, it's okay.
There's fighting games I love too, so it's not like I'm anti fighting game. There's just something about the Smash Brothers style.
I'm not very competitive either, so maybe that's part of it. I'm very polite. I'm like, oh, please go ahead, beat me.
I'm not, but I just don't feel like I can get any better. Every time I've played it, I've just felt like it's not doing what I want it to do.
I did buy the DLC, which was for Sans. What happened?
Oh, nothing. I didn't change the episode number on the broadcast.
Oh. I bought the Sans DLC, the Undertale.
Okay.
And where you can change your Mii character into the character of Sans from Undertale, but I mostly bought it for the orchestrated version of the song. Because it comes with a song and a costume. So I was like, hell yeah, this song is orchestrated. Because I like just playing the music in the background. Yeah.
Is that like an individual thing, or does the DLC come in packs for Smash Brothers?
They come in packs, but this one, thankfully, was only like 79 cents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, all right. Because I think the Mii costumes are... I don't know. I'm surprised Nintendo even has DLC.
Huh. Well, let's see here. Ether's saying that the song's still playing on his end.
Boom. I don't know. I'm surprised Nintendo even has DLC.
I just opened up the stream and I don't hear a song. So I'm not really sure. Maybe he's still on a delay or something.
I don't hear it either, actually.
So I'm not sure.
Maybe it's so good that it's stuck in his head.
If it's unbearable live, then we'll get the archive will be good. So, yeah. Well,
yeah, Kevin, making everyone nervous. Ha!
Are there any new games that you wanted to talk about before we jump in?
You mean for news?
Yeah, before news, yeah. New releases. The new releases.
Oh, you wanted to talk about? Yes. No, I didn't see anything unless you saw something.
Mm-mm.
No, doesn't seem to be any like huge new releases for this week. Okay. It is after the holidays, so.
I also I got the Game Pass promotion wrong last week. I read that the promotion would last until March. It was just that week. My link would work until March.
Oh, gotcha.
So
shit, I wish I had Game Pass. There's a game called Outer Wilds.
Yeah, it keeps
not all Outer World.
Up. Correct.
Yeah, and I've heard nothing
but. Game of the Year?
Yeah, I've heard great things about this game, and I'm like, $30, that's reasonable. It's free on Game Pass. Oh, fuck me. Like, God damn it.
Not to rub it in more, but today I saw on GameSpot a promotion that they just linked to, so I used their affiliate link, and there was a promotion where if you bought 1 month of Game Pass Ultimate, you get 1 month free.
Yeah.
And if you deactivate auto-renew, when you enter the free month, it says, hey, we'll give you another free month if you turn on auto-renew.
Oh.
So in the article, it said, hey, be sure to turn auto-renew off. And I just recently did an equivalent style of prepay where I did 3 months, buy 3 months, get 3 months free. So I've spent about $60 and added like a year's worth to my thing. I don't have to pay for a month of Game Pass until February of 2021.
Wow. So it's like what AOL was back in the day. It also
converted my Xbox Gold into like 6 months or whatever worth.
This is the first console or first generation. That's sort of true. Where I didn't own all three consoles. I never owned an Xbox One. And I always wanted one.
I got to tell you, man, if I keep with this habit and I keep stockpiling, a year out of Game Pass, I'm absolutely going to end up buying an Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, so they are really, there was an article or some sort of a quote that came out from Phil Spencer, one of the Xbox executives, that said, no, we're not losing money on Game Pass just to hoard customers. But I feel like they are, and it's working.
I don't know how the developers are making money off Game Pass.
They are getting, I'm sure the developers are getting a check written to them, plus probably in some incentives on popularity. I'm sure that it's worth their while. It's just, is Microsoft getting enough subscriptions to the checks that they promised to pay to the developers? Are they operating in a deficit?
Well, it sounds like they're like AOL from back in the day. They're just giving you free trials here and there, and just please take these three discs and get a 3 month free.
Did that weird you out having AOL, or was it ever called America Online, or was it always?
It was always AOL. Yeah, AOL. American Online. Same thing.
I know it's the same thing, but did they hide that branding from you in Canada? Did they call it America Online, or was it just called AOL?
I think it was AOL, but I never. Like, we knew it was just, like, an abbreviation.
It's weird, because we don't have, like, something that's, like, Canada or whatever.
Yeah, well, we don't have anything with Canada, whatever, either. Everything we have is borrowed by you guys.
The Mounted Police. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Never
mind. I had a stupid, pathetic dream last night where I went to a mom-and-pop shop and bought a Game Boy Pocket.
Okay.
And the Game Boy Pocket wasn't a Game Boy Pocket. It looked like it, but it was, like, lit, like, backlit.
Okay.
And I was looking through all. Oh, great! But I was like in my dream, I was telling my daughter, this is what I grew up was, but it wasn't because it was backlit. And I was looking for a game that I didn't own a digital version of. So I went with Super Mario Land 2, Golden Coins.
Great game.
Yeah. And in my dream, I went with that because I remembered in my dream that that's Wario's first appearance. And that's my favorite character in the Mario world. And I, in my dream, I knew it was a dream, and then I would wake up and not have any of this, and I was very sad. And I woke up and I didn't have anything, and I was upset. So now I have to buy a Game Boy.
Okay, I didn't throw this in the news, but we might as well add it post fact. Did you see at CES Hyperkin made a new announcement?
Who made what?
Okay, do you know who Hyperkin is? They make like the Retron and other.
I know Retron and
stuff.
Huh? Now I do. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, it's that company.
Yeah.
They just made an announcement where it's this little cube that looks like an Ouya.
Okay.
But it plays Game Boy games and GBA and all that stuff. And Game Boy Color and all that. And it's a little mini box that's got an HDMI out so you can play them. You get a console experience with your Game Boy games.
Well, that's the thing. My Vita is modded to play Game Boy games and Game Boy Advance and all that.
But
and
we've had this discussion. You're not going to play them there.
I know. I want a Game Boy, damn it.
Do you still have some carts?
Game Boy carts? Yeah, absolutely. And I have a Game Boy Advance.
Oh, okay.
But I want a Game Boy Pocket, man. The one Game that you can like, see through plastic.
Dude,
yeah. Game Boy. Bigger screen.
Game Boy Pocket. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the whole wrong thing. I am thinking of the super tiny one, the Micro.
Oh, the Micro. Yeah, yeah that one was backlit.
Yeah. Sorry, I was picturing the wrong. I dream of having a Game Boy Micro.
My friend, actually, who I used to work with, had one. I took a photo and put on my Instagram that retro web thingy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was very nice holding that thing. It was all backlit and pretty. That's the only reason why I knew it was backlit, because
I didn't know
it. I held it. Yeah, it's very nice.
But this Hyperkin thing, I guess, would you be let's assume that it was like just given to you, or price isn't an issue, so don't factor that in.
Yeah.
If you had a console Game Boy, would you
use it? I'll finish that sentence. Would I use it? Yeah. Would I play it? Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, sometimes it's more about the decoration or the ability to have it, or, you know, versus actually.
I'm a collector, but I play the things I collect.
Yeah, and so you mod it. But you can't mod this, so it's perfect.
Yeah, no, I want, like, the old consoles, I don't plan to mod, but that's the thing. Like, I have the Game Boy games on the 3DS, and I'm like, it's too perfect. Does that make any sense?
It does.
I'm like, it's too clear. And then I found out recently you can press X, I think, and you can switch from black and white to green and black.
Oh, okay, yeah.
On the 3DS. And I was like, oh, still too perfect. Still too sharp.
Yeah. Especially on the 3DS, you can like really see the delineation between the pixels and stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. Hey, I want it on a Game Boy. I want to play under a light.
Since we're talking about Game Boy, are there any Game Boy games where you prefer the Game Boy port versus the NES port?
I don't know if I've actually. Oh, Battletoads.
You stole my answer. Yeah, that's definitely.
The Ragnarok one? Because there's two of them.
Not Ragnarok. There was one called Ragnarok?
There's just Battletoads, and there's Battletoads something something Ragnarok.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the one I've always played.
Just Battletoads is the one that I had.
Okay. I don't know if they're the same. Like, they both have the turbo tunnel and the hanging down the thing with the crows and.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they are the same game. I don't know. But yeah, Battletoads is definitely one.
Battletoads is one. There were some that I was surprised how good it was compared to how much I love the NES game. I think DuckTales is surprisingly good. Ninja Turtle, is it the second Ninja Turtles game? There's one of the Ninja Turtle games is pretty darn good. Contra, the Operation C. I was shocked at how much I enjoyed that game.
I don't know if I ever actually played the ports of games. I just played the versions of the games.
That's what I meant. I guess a port. Some of those I listed off were not ports. Like, none of those were ports. But to me, it was like the version or whatever. In my kid version, kid brain, that was.
You're like, this is not exactly how it goes, but I'll take it. Like, Toy Story. Have you ever played on the Game Boy? Wow. That is framey.
Okay.
It's very framey. Because they tried to give it that pseudo 3D look on the Game Boy.
It's, okay.
It's framey. Same thing with Donkey Kong. Ever play that on a Game Boy?
No.
Donkey Kong Country? Woo, that's framey too. Mortal Kombat? Framey. Very framey.
I've heard Mortal Kombat. I've not played it. I remember.
I have it as well.
My buddy has.
There's
it.
No Scorpion.
Wait,
there's no Scorpion or no Sub Zero.
Yeah, one of them has. There was one that they had to cut because of they couldn't do the palette swap.
Stupid Game Boy.
Ether has Game Pass. He says it's good. You also have to consider how many games exceed $40. He says, also, I watched the Castlevania show. I love that Castlevania show.
Yeah, season 3 was just announced.
Oh, I thought it was already announced. You mean like a release date?
Yeah. I think they just teased it.
Were you saying it was confirmed? I thought that was already true. Maybe it was just...
No, it's been confirmed already, but they're teasing it's coming out soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good show too. I don't even like anime. Would that be considered anime?
Yes, because that's the only anime that I say.
I'm the same way. Besides incredible anime porn from back in the day, that's the only anime I've seen.
I can't relate to that, but
yeah, you lie.
No, I swear to God, dude, I did.
Really, you never seen Evangelion and Sailor Moon in the same room together with Nine Inch Nails is closer in the background?
Just a couple of times.
So good.
No,
I'm not making that up.
The Evangelion Gellion or whatever, I only know of from like people talking about it.
Yeah.
And
I only know it from the anime porn
Moon
I watched.
I know of, I won't get into, there was a kid in high school that was real into Sailor Moon. That's what exposed me to Sailor Moon. So
that's
a good first impression.
Samurai Pizza Cats. That's another one.
That's a real thing.
Samurai Pizza Cats? Mm-hmm. Samurai Pizza Cats. Oh, so good.
Dragon
Ball.
It just sounded like you made that up.
Nope. Legit.
That was the theme song too? That is the theme song?
Yeah. Samurai Pizza Cats. And then they'll say something quirky. And then again, Samurai Pizza Cats. Yeah. Ether knows what I'm talking about. Ether, help me out here.
You. Don't y'all mean OG Gundam? No, I've never seen a Gundam.
Neither have I.
I love giant mechs make me nervous. Of... getting in a giant robot. Well, okay, no, I loved Voltron.
Right? Okay, yeah.
Right?
I mean,
there was something about that Speed 80s, Racer. Like action-y cartoons.
Speed Racer. I watched Speed Racer.
I didn't really see that very differently from G.I. Joe and Johnny Quest.
Yeah. Heard of it, not watched it. God damn it, either. And no, I haven't watched Cowboy Bebop, but I've heard great things about that.
I've heard that's really good.
Yeah. I watched Attack on Titan. Ah, that was another one.
I know of it.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
I've taken lots of pictures of people dressed in anime costumes.
Yeah, yeah.
At different conventions, but never know who they are. So, cool. Well, let's talk about some included games, Kevin. Yes.
So, this being the first of the month. What? New month. They PlayStation and Xbox announced their included games for the month. If you have PlayStation Plus... and or Xbox Gold. Wow, that took a lot of energy out of me. For PlayStation, because now they're only doing two games and it blows, is they're actually pretty good. So I'm going to start with the crappy one, Goat Simulator. Have you ever played Goat Simulator?
You said, and they're both pretty good. Let's start with the crappy one.
Well, yeah, the crappy one out of two good ones.
Relatively speaking. It's funny because I agree with the latter part of your statement, not the former.
That it's good?
I don't think. I hate Goat Simulator.
Oh, I've never played it. It's a game made for Twitch streamers, it seems.
It's a make-your-own-fun game, and that's just a cardinal sin for me. Like, no, I paid money for you to entertain me. I don't...
Well, I mean, the game's fun, but from what I've seen, there's no actual point to it. Like, it looks like Untitled Goose Game, but Untitled Goose Game has, like, a checklist, at least.
Yeah. I think that
game is just... get points and the lulls.
Yes. So, not for me.
I mean, yeah, you know, I had it on my iPhone because it was on sale for $1, and that's why I played it. And I imagine it's the same thing on the Xbox or PlayStation. Anywho, good for that game. What sound does a goat make? Do you remember?
Bah.
No. Ah! Like, it's very terrifying. Oh, they actually just scream. Yeah, it's awful. The other game, games, I should say, is the Uncharted Nathan Drake Collection, which is awesome.
I've not played 1, 2, or 3. I've only played...
But you're playing 4. You're a disgusting man. You know that?
Yeah. And then...
how are you playing 4 without playing the other 3?
Third of Golden Abyss on Vita.
So, oh, well, that's a prequel, so that's okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. But, yeah. But
how did, I didn't know
I you jumped into 4. I was in the mood to play an action game, and I bought 4.
Wow. That sucks, because anything that's happening, you're like, well, look at this new guy coming in.
Not really.
No.
No, dude.
They've been there. You know, Sully.
Yes. Because, listen, I listen to a lot of video game podcasts. Uncharted is very popular, and these 3 games are way past the time when anybody cares about spoilers. So, I had a good sense going in. Plus, honestly, they do a really good job of crafting a story.
They do. Like, yeah.
They've had really great character development, but just in its own contained thing. I'm following what's happening.
And it's funny. I like what's his face. Help me out here. Voice actor. Not Troy Baker.
Nolan North.
I think he does a great job, obviously. I mean, it's the part he's born to play, baby. But he, like, the games are actually, like, they're cute. Like, I remember one scene in an Uncharted game. There's a giant well, and Nathan Drake's like, well, well, well. And I'm like, I see. Yeah, funny.
There's some of that, like, schlock in there, in a good way. I mean, that is a compliment.
Or there's one scene when you're, like, sneaking. I think it's Uncharted 3, where you're, like, sneaking around a house, and the guy's like, up above, because there's someone above you. And then he knocks him out, and he's falling. He's like, down below. And I'm like, cute.
I do have.
Yeah, 30. I liked all 3.
3 yeah. was included on PlayStation Plus at one point. I probably.
But
I know I own it.
This is the 4th time I've got the collection. because I bought 1, 2, and 3 as they came out on the PS3. And then I bought the collection again because it came with the PS3 controller. Remember when they did those little kits? Like Resistance, you buy the 2 Resistance games and it comes with a controller for $60?
Huh. No, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I already have Uncharted. But this is a second controller, so I bought the collection again and traded my original individually purchased Uncharted.
Oh yeah,
hell and then
yeah.
I got a then I got a PS4 and I bought the collection again, and now I got the collection again for free or included, as you would say. The first Uncharted really reminds me of Jumanji. Oh, yeah? Speaking of which, you watched Jumanji, right, OG?
I saw you post about this on Twitter.
Holy shit! I had no idea.
I didn't
Did you know?
No.
No, I went on that Jumanji Reddit
once. I don't remember anything about it other than
okay.
It works out okay in the end, and Robin Williams is in it.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite movies growing up, and I think I don't know if I said, but I used to play, I had the board game,
okay,
of Jumanji, and my friends and I would play, and I would pretend like I don't know if they played like I did. So if I get stuck in a jungle, I'd go in my backyard and fight with the holes by myself. And I don't know if they did that or they just sat in the backyard waiting until I called them in because they rolled a 4 or 8. this was with Rooster, with Rui.
Okay.
So, but I don't know if they were into it as much as I was. I'm like, I'm in the jungle, guys. Whoa, I'm in the jungle. And I'll go in the backyard, fight with the holes, pretend it's a snake, and then, you know, come back in with leaves all over me. Oh. And then when they went in there, I don't know what they did. I mean, they're like, oh, what the fuck is this guy doing? Just let me sit there and don't let me roll the dice. Why do I have to go outside?
Dude, if they were rolling the dice and shit, they were fucking around too.
But for those who have no idea what I'm talking about, in the Jumanji movie, the hunter is Robin Williams' dad in the movie, Alan Parrish, his dad. I had no idea all these years. That's why the roll of the dice makes more sense now to what he says. The riddle? A hunter from the darkest wild makes you feel just like a child. It makes so much sense now. I thought I meant running like away like a kid. Never mind. My mind was blown. This is very obvious. If I looked up the cast in IMDb, it would have been like, oh, there he is. But I had no idea all these years.
Okay.
Just like Dill Pickle from Rugrats and the Flintstones.
I'm not...
Flint plus stones, fire, caveman. Never realized
Wait, Pickles? I'm sorry. Wait, Pickles and Flintstone.
Oh, sorry. So, no, Dill Pickles.
Oh, Dill Pickle. Oh.
From Rugrats.
Flint and Stone. Oh, gotcha. I was making a connection.
Yeah, I speak fast.
My bad. I'm
anxious.
Can you slow down for me, Kevin? I've had a long week already, so
yeah,
brain's not able to keep up.
Ether also hasn't played any Uncharted games.
Hey, start with 4. That's good.
Gross.
Well, no, you know, Kevin, with those, it's not about the story. I enjoy, like, light puzzles and kind of jumping around.
But it is about the story. The story's so important. The character development.
Foremost, maybe. But sometimes I'm just in the mood for a popcorn action movie, and that's why I like the first 2 Tomb Raiders that were released.
Would you watch Die Hard 4 without watching Die Hard 1?
Yeah.
You would watch Lethal Weapon 4 without watching Lethal Weapon 1?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Especially
you'd watch Braveheart 2 without Braveheart.
Huh?
Yeah, 4 is great. I watched
Rock. Like, that's surprisingly awesome.
Wait, Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, isn't it? What Chris Rock's am I thinking of? There's a 4 with Chris Rock in it. That's awesome.
Rush Hour?
No. Maybe.
He's in all of them. He's in all of them, isn't he? Or am I thinking Chris Tucker?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, yeah, yeah.
Here, hold on. Lethal Weapon 4. I could have sworn it was like one of his first roles.
Oh, maybe. I watched it in theaters. That was the first and only time I watched
Chris Rock's
it.
Chris definitely in Lethal Weapon 4.
Oh, he is. Good for him. So is Joe Pesci.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you always need the full backstory, which did I told you that I get in the mood to watch Die Hard, but I did rewatch it.
Yeah.
Remember how we said, wow, the first Terminator really holds up and was a really great movie and fun to watch?
Yeah.
And I told you could skip Die Hard 1 and just watch 3? Yeah. I stand by that statement, but it's a lot closer of a call than I had implied. I really, really love the first Die Hard movie. It's a great... I forgot that it's just a fun, good action movie.
I still have to watch it.
If you had to watch one, I would pick 3. But
oh, really? Okay. I want to watch 1 just because I played the game.
You should. So I want to be like, oh, it's an action movie. It's good. Bruce Willis is good in it. It's got some clever stuff. There's lots of references that you'll know. Carl Winslow's in it as a cop again.
As a cop, yeah. My buddy thought Die Hard was a spinoff to Family Matters.
I've seen that, like, fan fiction.
Oh, really?
In the same universe, yeah. That, like, he had to get out of L.A. because, like, all these thieves were after him. So he went to Chicago, got on the beat out there. Silly. but that's cool. I'm glad to see Uncharted is coming.
Very cool. Yeah, it's a great collection. It just, I don't know, it's dumb because... Everyone who owns a PlayStation most likely already owns these games.
Yeah, but they've been doing this at an aggressive clip for a while. They've gone through probably a couple hundred games now, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I focus more on indies. Indies. I'm all about the indie games.
Maybe.
I guess Gold Simulator is considered indie.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. I mean, whatever. As soon as I got freaking PlayStation Plus again, they
worth over the
when I get PlayStation Plus stuff, they get all the games that they gave away or including or games I already have, and I'm like, I'm not getting anything from this.
Yeah.
Anyways, with Xbox on the other hand, Games of Gold, from January 1st to 31st, Styx Shards of Darkness. That's hard to say. It's a sequel to Styx Master of Shadows. I've never heard of this game. Have you?
If you would have said it, no, but I have seen the character when I saw this on the dashboard.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay.
Is it like a troll thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's on PlayStation as well. I think I'm actually might own that. The other one, that one's for Xbox One. For Xbox One and 360, Tekken 6. That's pretty rad. I've always had a weird soft spot with Tekken. I don't know why. Yeah, but I don't really like fighting games. The first Tekken, I remember the best part of that game was me playing Galaga.
Tekken lets you kind of button mash in a satisfying way, and
I like the characters are wacky.
Yeah, like there was demons and shit when I was playing through 7 recently.
Oh, really? 7's free to play, right?
It was in that. No, I don't think so. It's not like the Killer Instinct model where you like buy characters, but you can download it for free. I thought it was just traditional, this is the game, here's the
reason. Oh, really? Maybe I'm making things up. Okay. I downloaded the demo, or maybe it was a demo. I don't know.
I played the full version, if there is one, because it was on xCloud. It was on that. I did the streaming thing.
Yeah.
If I were to place a wager, I'm wagering that it is a full retail price game.
Huh, okay. Well, Tekken 6 or Tekken 7?
Tekken 7.
Tekken 7. Okay.
I don't know, though.
I don't know either. The other from January 16th to February 15th. It's not like I went backwards like a tape. Batman the Telltale series. Now this is a game that I highly recommend everyone play. If you love Batman, if you like the Telltale games, it's surprisingly well done, and it's a reimagining of the Batman story. So don't go into it thinking that it's traditional Batman lore. They change it up, and I like when they do that. That's my love-hate relationship with Gotham as well.
I've never followed Batman closely enough to get used to a particular way a story was told. So it's never been jarring for me to have something different happen than what maybe I saw in the movie or whatever. Like,
yeah.
This is a spoiler for, so plug your ears for 10 seconds, for Batman for Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight, yeah.
Asylum, the game.
Uh-huh.
The first one. It's
15 years old.
No, it came out in like 08 or something. Oh my God, yeah. It's probably over 10 years. Either way, at the end, like Batman kills Joker.
Yeah.
And,
Well, Joker killed himself, doesn't he?
I didn't think a thing of it. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Joker died, right?
Yeah.
I thought nothing of it, because you kill bosses at the end of games. He's the baddie. Of course I'm going to kill him. Gooch was like, dude, could you believe it? He never dies.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it didn't even occur to me.
Like, I mean, he died in the first Batman movie.
Maybe that's a reference. That's probably the property I've seen the most. So maybe that's why it wasn't weird to me. But it was weird to Josh.
Huh.
Like, so
no, I thought it was ballsy.
Yeah, there was gravity to that. There was a choice that was probably not taken very lightly by Rocksteady.
Yeah.
And I went totally over my head.
That's why I thought it was a smart move, because I thought, I was like, it's a comic book. He's going to come back in the second one. And then in the second one, you have him being burned.
The right second at the beginning. One, I loved how they put him in the game. I thought it was brilliant.
Wait, my game's mixed up?
No, in Arkham City, he was dead, but he was like in Batman's mind.
No, in Arkham City, he was dying. In Arkham Knight, he was dead.
No,
Wasn't that it?
It's not called Arkham Knight. Is it called Arkham Knight?
Arkham Knight is the one for PlayStation. Like, Xbox One.
He was dying in the...
No, he was dead in that one. He was like a hallucination.
In the night? I'm sorry.
In the night.
Oh,
really? In Arkham City, he was dying. He was coughing.
Terrible.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Probably not. You're probably correct. It's been a while since I've played these.
Yeah.
I remember really liking Arkham Knight and everybody hating it. Like, it ran okay.
I hated the Batmobile section.
I understand. I didn't hate the Batmobile section. There was too much of it, but it didn't bother me.
I hated it because I spent $5 on the Michael Keaton costume, and I couldn't use the goddamn Batmobile for the puzzles because there's no little hook gun.
That's stupid. That is a very fair criticism.
Like, look at me, the 1989 Batmobile.
The lore is not as important as the functionality of the game. You know, it's just
stupid.
What about Flashpoint event, Scott? It's a stealth magic assassin game. Oh, he's a
thinking.
I've not played Flashpoint. I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the Flash.
The show?
I know
the character?
Yeah, I know they're going through the crisis thing right now on the show.
No idea. I know they do some crossovers. I hear people talk about crossovers.
Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah.
That's cool. It's like a... Who Framed Roger Rabbit in the TV world, right? Because isn't it two different networks working together?
No, it's the same. CW.
Oh, it's both CW. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it means a Flashpoint with, like, Batman and Flash. When there's a Flashpoint, Batman's dad becomes Batman. I think that's what he's referring to. So Bruce Wayne actually got shot as a kid. And then his dad, it becomes Batman, but he's, like, a drunk.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's wicked. I think that's what he's referring to about Flashpoint.
Cool.
Like, he's changing up the Batman story a bit.
Yeah, he's saying yes, that one. So.
Ah! I know something. Nice. But yeah, going back to the Telltale game, great, great game. I don't know if they're going to continue it. They came out with two seasons, and I just loved it. I love the relationship with Joker. Spoiler, he's in the game. The twists that were in the game was very surprising, and it's not really a Batman game. It's a Bruce Wayne simulator. It's the first game where you actually play as Bruce Wayne and you have to speak to people as Bruce Wayne would.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Like, it's so good. It's so well done. Like, the Batman parts suck because it's a Telltale game and they can't really do their action scenes. Okay. Yeah. So when you go in a room and you got to talk and, you know, Bruce Wayne yourself out of a situation, fantastic.
Cool.
And the other game is for available from January 16th to 31st on Xbox One and 360. Lego Star Wars 2, the original trilogy, which is kind of a weird title, but we'll run with it.
Probably because Lego Star Wars was the prequels, right?
Oh, the prequels, right. Okay. Oh, that's cool. I like the Lego games.
Yeah, me too. I played only a little bit of the Lord of the Rings one.
Have you ever completed a Lego game?
Yes.
I feel like I always buy them, but I never complete them.
But not any of the licensed ones. I did Lego City Undercover.
Oh, that was a good game on the Wii U, right?
Yeah. Despite the worst load times I can remember in a video game.
Yeah.
There's something about that game that I really enjoyed. So I think that's the only one I've beaten.
I think I beat Lego Batman Beyond Gotham, whatever it's called, because it came with my PS4 or PS. Yeah, my PS4. So I wanted the game to play. But it came with Lego Batman. And, I think I beat Lego Batman 1. I bought Lego, Marvel Super Heroes for the Switch it was on sale for $10. And, I bought it and it's too open world for me.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm like, I don't want to do all this. Send me to the next level.
Yeah, I don't want to make my own fun. I'd go outside if I wanted to do that.
That's exactly what it is. Like, you can use Spider-Man or Captain America. I'm like, or you can tell me just tell me who I'm supposed to be for the next mission.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Hey, what's up, Kaiser?
Kaiser.
Hope you're enjoying your lunch, bud. So, cool.
So, yeah, those are all
those games. Play them up.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Kevin, if you get banned on Xbox Live,
mm-hmm.
and, okay, I'm not going to do a good job with setting this up, but you used to be able to get help with Xbox Live on the Xbox forums and actual support people would respond to you. And Kevin, yeah. You found a great article here from Kotaku in Australia of people asking why they've been banned and Xbox this just telling them why they were banned.
Yeah.
Do you want to go over some of the ones that...
I would love to, but my computer is loading.
Down. Is it not working for you?
No, I think there's a pop-up video for something.
Pop-up video.
You guys have pop-up videos too? Nice. Pop-up video. I have a little Tron guy. Say what? I don't know if it's Canadian, but we had VH1. That was all the cool kids used to watch instead of Much Music.
No way. You're kidding.
Because Much Music was too cool, so VHN was like the next step.
What was it called?
What? Much Music?
Much Music. It was MTV. Yeah. Was it the same thing as our MTV?
Yeah, it tried to be MTV. I told you, we borrow everything, guys. It tried really hard to be MTV, like hip and cool.
VH1 was like what soccer moms would listen to. It had like Celine Dion. It was like the corner.
But it had Behind the Music and like the top tens and stuff.
It had great shows. It had pop-up video, and it had... I mean, I watched a lot of VH1, but it was not a cool channel to watch.
For me, it was, because I was like, man, Much Music, get out of here. Let me watch my Meatloaf.
There were people having sex on RVs on MTV. I didn't need to know that Toni Braxton brushes her teeth in the bath.
That was pretty interesting. Did you learn that from pop-up video?
I did. Shout out.
Yeah, my thing's not loading. You're going to have to... Oh, wait. Okay. I got it.
Well, idiot kids will try anything to get out of being banned on Xbox Live. So, Larson5... You know what? I want to find the one where the mom was like, why is my kid banned? There was... It's just... some of these I can't read.
Title says all. Can I get banned for saying racist remarks and profanity? Xbox. Reference to what about my freedom of speech? Xbox. References to freedom of speech or the United States Constitution's First Amendment do not apply to Xbox Live, as we are not a government agency, nor is the Xbox Live service a government-funded institution. What was the guy's gamer tag in question?
Yeah, it's got the M-bomb in it.
I was banned for no reason for a month. I have not received an email or anything. I was also banned for no reason. The account is SteelerMan3686, and I demand that it be unbanned. This is from Xbox. When you violate the terms of use in the manner you have, you aren't a good negotiating position. You put Now these are all censored, so bear with me.
Just assume there are a lot of okay.
Don't worry, I know which words
if you
want to
go
say.
Through all of them. Go for it.
Yeah, you put penis, shit, cock, fuck, vagina, pussy, cunt, motherfucker, bitch, bastard. I'm guessing that says queef, crap, homo. I'm guessing
homo,
gay.
Probably.
Yeah, gay. F bomb and n-bomb. Jew, whore, dick in your profile, which isn't just inappropriate, it's a violation of the
terms
trust
of
whatever. Yeah, severe enough that future infractions will most likely involve a permanent suspension. Take a step back and ask yourself, is this really worth doing again? For everyone else, this is why sometimes I don't post the actual content, because my asterisk key is nearly worn out.
Kaiser was a reference. He just goes, the seven words you can't say on TV.
Yeah, what is it? Shit, pissed, fuck, cunt. I'm thinking of the Blink-182 song.
Oh, I think he's referencing George Carlin.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know, but they're singing his words.
Oh, okay.
That's
funny to put into a song. Here's my favorite one. Hi, I posted earlier about my son's suspension and no help. then I realized I did not put his gamer tag on the message. I am Black V is his gamer tag. Would be helpful if someone could enlighten me as to why he's been suspended until December 31st, the year 9999, without notification. The response from the mod was, your son was exposing himself on camera in Uno.
Shit.
That's my favorite. Idiot mom. So, yeah, these were actual responses. These were all public chats, and the end of the little blurb article just has the good old days.
I mean, it is entertaining, and I've seen, we've all played Xbox Live and stuff of that. It is fun to see all like the little names that they give themselves.
I imagine,
they're trying to beat around it.
Yeah, I when I hear this second one though, my son, I just picture the mom on the other end of the phone when Ralphie was lying about where he heard fuck. And like he says his buddy Schwartz says it, and Schwartz's mom you hear over the phone like, what? And
oh, from Christmas Story?
Yeah, So I imagine the mom like reading the response, here someone's exposing himself and Uno and just squawking like Schwartz's mom. So
I did a montage back in the Pyramids days where I recorded Modern Warfare 2 players getting mad at me playing.
Okay.
And I put it to the – I put their – like if I could find it, that'd be great. I put their like swearing and stuff to the beat of I Will Remember You. I will remember. Yeah. And it's like, motherfucker, piece of shit. Will you remember me, fucking asshole? Like, yeah. So those always been fun.
Yeah, if you find that, we'll play it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure I have it somewhere on my hard drive.
There was a great troll everything. Where somebody made their name Xbox Off.
Xbox like Off,
that.
Yeah.
And like
Connect. Xbox Off. No. Yeah, that's all you hear.
Yeah, there was one of those. I just want to believe that it wasn't faked. Like some of the reactions, if that was a fake video, bravo to the people that are reacting.
Yeah.
So
never mind. The other day I said sorry when I was driving. And yes, I did mean to make that sound as Canadian as possible. And my Siri popped up.
Really?
But I was in the car. I'm like, sorry.
Can you select like a Canadian dialect? It's supposed to account for that.
I don't know. It's really weird. It scared the hell out of me.
Just change your name to Nathan. They should just make it something that's not like
Siri. I had my Siri call me vagina for a bit.
What?
But it. Yeah, you could say like call me this. It's like, what's my name? Your name is Kevin, but I will call you vagina.
Fun.
And I'm like, hey. Vagina.
Well, let's get excited, Kevin. We got some new stuff to look at related to the PlayStation 5.
You thought Xbox Project X was a great name. Woo boy. Wait until you see this motherfucking logo that Sony fucking announced at something.
Sometimes it's weird when you see something so striking that you're like caught off guard, where it's like, how did someone even imagine it?
What do you mean?
The PS5 logo.
Like, how did they come up with it?
Yeah. Like, hours and hours. So profound and so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's one of the most elegant things I've ever seen in video games. It's just so they announced BioShock Infinite.
Yeah. They announced the logo, or they showed off the logo at the CES press conference. And guess what, guys? It's a 5.
It's the same.
Imagine the PS4.
Congratulations. I don't know. I made the same joke everybody else did and did a poor job with it. But yeah, it's the PS5.
Yeah.
It's the same logo, which, yeah, should probably be the same logo.
They're not even really trying anymore, man. This is what I'm talking about. Like, the Switch at least has a new logo and a branding and a, like, that snap.
Hey, look, hey, they're cutting costs where they need to, right? It's like, look, we have a perfectly functional logo. We don't need to pay some marketing firm $100,000 to come up with a new logo for us. We already got one. Hit 2 keystrokes and you got the logo, right? Just backspace and 5. So we're good.
I know. I just missed the good old days of being like...
They backed out of E3 surprised. Entirely, right?
Everyone did.
Not everyone yet. Yet. Nintendo still shows up a little bit though, don't they? They have like a presence on the show floor. I know they don't do a presentation, but don't they still do a big to-do on the floor?
Oh, I thought they had the directs only now. I could be wrong. I watched E3 in a long time.
I know that they do on the floor stuff. I just don't know what it is relative to what Sony does on the floor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like, I'm under the impression Sony like really kind of doesn't really do much. I'm just referencing them cutting back on. It's my jokes are not landing with you tonight, Kevin.
I get it. I just wish they went back to the PlayStation 3 brand. That
the Spider-Man one?
Yeah, biased. That's what I'm talking about. I am very biased.
So,
but yeah, for some reason that broke the internet. And
well, they did kind of make it sound like they were going to have something to reveal. So it's kind of a joke that they actually...
Yeah. But I did hear that PS5 is backwards compatible 1, 2, 3, and 4. Which is surprising.
The last I heard was they said mostly.
All right, then. It's not all. I'll take it.
That's awesome, though, because there's stuff that I'm sure that it could just, like, PS3 games are probably, there's a chance, I should say, that they can even run better just by having a brute force. It would depend on the way that the emulator is designed, so who knows.
Well, my PS3, I use it for Netflix and Disney Plus and Prime, but it's dying. Like, Prime wasn't meant for this system, so it lags a lot. Same thing with Disney Plus. And the only reason why I had it was because it was my Blu-ray player, because I have the remote control. My Blu-ray laser died on the PS3 right when I wanted to play Metal Gear Solid 4. And I didn't know that. I was like, all right, let me do this. Put it in. Nothing spun. I put it in Disney's Aladdin on DVD. That worked. And I tried another PS3 game. No Blu-rays work on it. So I was like, oh, well, I guess I can't play Metal Gear Solid 4. Thanks.
Well, Kaz isn't trying to be very funny. My references. I was trying to do some deep cut Dennis Miller references, and they were not landing. So, Kaiser also says, I want my PSP and my Vita to be backwards compatible.
Your Vita? Wait, how's your PSP backwards compatible to what?
I think Vita is also in the 5. Yeah, PSP.
Oh, Vita plays, I see.
The PSP games. But yeah. I think he wants that also baked into the PS5. That's how I mean that.
Dennis Miller jokes.
There you go. It's really good. And the Xbox Series X better also connect to my Zune.
Damn right. Backwards compatible, that shit.
Zunes, I remember thinking that those were going to be pretty cool. I saw an awesome
PS5 magazine. Better be able to play tapes like my Walkman did.
But we did see some old stuff, or I did, just before we started recording. I don't know if you had a chance to click on these. Gizmodo, Kotaku and Gizmodo were flirting with the dark side, Kevin. Evil websites that do clickbaity crap.
Every website does clickbaity crap.
They, there's this company called My Arcade. I've never heard of them. Have you?
Nope.
They are releasing 2 handheld consoles. One is called the Retro Champ, and one is called the Super Retro Champ. And the Retro Champ, so essentially what this is it's a, it's kind of a handheld. Think of like the Sega Nomad, but it's a little bit taller than that. And it's got a, looks like a big screen. Although this rendering has a 16x9 screen, and if they're stretching it, I'm out. Like, that's garbage.
I hope there's a,
there better be a way to, like an option. Yeah. You better be able to talk about that. But on paper, this looks kind of cool. The, it accepts cartridges from two different systems for a handheld. So the Retro Champ is the NES and the Famicom, and the Super Retro Champ is the is a Genesis and or Mega Drive and Super Famicom or Super Nintendo.
And it seems like it's doing the portable, like the Switch thing, where you can play on your TV and play portably.
They did. They did have an allusion to that with being called Switch something.
But I mean, like, you could play
controllers maybe because there's a little kickstand and stuff.
And there's a TV in the background.
I like that. Like the look of this thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was just about to say. I like the design of it.
It says, it looks like the Super Retro Champ is going to be $110.
I'm cool with that.
It's kind of like right in that sweet spot. They're the system on a chip, $40 kind of. Then there's the overkill ones like the AVS and the analog NTs and. It's kind of right in the middle there.
Yeah. And it's portable. So, I mean, like, I don't have patience to play old school games on my TV anymore because they're long and hard.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. And sometimes I just want to play it in bed. And I can't. Well, I can because I have every console. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to play with a controller in my bed.
Yeah. And it doesn't need to be on the big screen at that point.
Yeah, and I can't. And I sometimes just want... Like, I wanted to buy the Switch NES Joy-Cons because at least I can feel like I'm playing...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I need those controllers. I can't... I don't like playing on any other controller. It doesn't feel right. It tells me to press A. I'm pressing X because it's a PlayStation. And I'm like, what the hell? What do you mean?
I have too many buttons. I do think that when it finally gets sorted, when you get the kind of xCloud experience or Stadia or whatever, when you get a good streaming experience with your phone on the platform that's meant it's meant to be on, like you have an Xbox controller and you're playing an Xbox game on your phone, you'll get that experience pretty well that you're looking for. And I think almost everybody will end up having that kind of stuff. I forget the name of it. Have you heard? There's supposedly a retro gaming Game Pass kind of streaming system thing coming out, or that is out. Hey, is that something?
Is it the one that looks like the Switch?
No. It's a game streaming service, like Google Stadia. Streaming
service.
Sound familiar to you?
No. Okay. If it requires internet, I probably don't know what it is.
We will move on, because now we're talking about a product I'm probably just making up.
Yes.
So, I think it's cool to see some handhelds. I like seeing more products come out in the retro gaming space, the more ways for people to play carts. It does look like this is not going to have any ROM functionality, no SD cards or anything like that. It's only going to play your carts.
Which is weird, but...
I paid $200 for a thing that only plays NES games.
No, I know.
It's bored dumb. That's not...
Yeah, weird. But I mean, it's weird that because it's not... Like, I've never heard of this company, and usually these third-party companies will just, you don't care. They're like, just add your own games.
That's a good point.
Or like me, when
see how the reviews are. I want to see some of the nerds get in there and test latency and color accuracy and all that stuff.
Speaking of modding, before we started, I modded my Genesis Mini. And yes, everyone who's listening, I do own all 720 games for the Genesis to have these backups. No, I choose the games that I obviously... that they didn't come with. Like, that's cool, man, you have Vector Man, but where's Vector Man 2? That's cool, man, you have Sonic 1 and 2, but where's 3 and Knuckles? So I, you know, Toe Jam and Earl, Panic on Sonic Drop.
I get you.
Yeah. So I modded, because they just released the new tool to mod your Genesis Mini, and I modded it, and it's not working. And now I gotta work on that all night to get it working.
pissing
me off.
We'll get through the rest of the episode real quick, man.
No, I don't. I mean, like, my NES Mini was smooth. My Super NES Mini, smooth. This one was the first. No, PlayStation was also kind of iffy. I like modding, and then I mod it and never play it.
You ever heard of modern vintage gamer on YouTube?
I have not.
He's this Australian guy, and he does not like tutorials on emulation, but like history of emulation and a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
He does not just emulation. He does a lot of great videos, but his ones on emulation are really cool. They're like documentaries on where the emulation of like the N64 started and how people thought it was going to be working, and they used a different technique and it turned out to not end up working. So they tried a different idea. There's some really cool stuff. So since you like to do the process of modding, you enjoy.
I love it.
It's kind of like people that enjoy cooking. Like, yes, I like eating,
yeah.
But I also enjoy getting the food to the point where you can eat it.
Yeah.
Modern vintage gamer on YouTube. He's awesome. I would.
Okay. Yeah. I'll check him out. So far, everything you've recommended on YouTube, I've watched and enjoyed. So.
Yeah. He did one I really liked was he just recently did a Vita one about, the modding scene on Vita. Yeah. Oh, and he did one. The one I'd recommend for you to start is in 2019, should you use a Wii or an original Xbox?
For?
Modding, like emulators.
Oh, okay. I would say Wii, probably.
And he does a great video on it.
I'll check that out.
So that's why I'd recommend.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a really good one for you.
Oh, speaking of dead systems, before I forget, on Twitter, Edmund McMillan, I want to say.
Yeah.
The guy who created
Teammate.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, you know, I have 10 minutes, you know, feel free to ask me anything. So I asked him, because I always miss it, and I asked him, hey, buy me Isaac on a Vita. Any updates? Because, you know, I love that game.
Yeah.
And he wrote back, it's as dead as the system. And I'm like, oh, he wrote back to me.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. So I, like, hearted, and then I wrote back, oh, what was me? Now I only have to play Binding of Isaac on the PC, iOS,
yeah,
Switch, Wii U. I bought it again on the Switch.
I
love that fucking game. But, yeah, so it's confirmed. I can confirm that Vita Binding of Isaac is not getting any more updates. No Afterbirth, no Afterbirth Plus, none of that. It's just Binding of Isaac. It's still a 500-hour game, so.
Kaiser says, yeah, MVG is a great channel. We have Street Breaker in chat. What's going on? How long have y'all been gamers?
Shit, as long as I can remember.
I don't know. When I was a little kid, got a Nintendo. I'm in my upper 30s now.
There's been times
where I've taken, you know, a few years off here and there.
Since I was about 5, I'd say. I remember the first game I played was Tetris. My brother taught it to me when I had a headache.
The first one I remember playing was the first Super Mario. I didn't play Atari games or anything until a little bit later. Like, my neighbor that I first played Mario, they ended up having an Atari. It wasn't hooked up or anything. And pretty consistently, our podcast is almost 10 years old, so we've been playing pretty regularly for about 10 years. He said, I've been a gamer since the early 90s myself. Awesome. Yeah, it's about when, I think 88 or 89 was when I was in kindergarten when we got the NES.
Yeah.
So, it's just super fun. Almost everybody I know is, like, no one calls themselves a gamer, but everybody, like, played video games that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And still friends with.
I have that weird thing of calling myself a gamer. You don't call yourself a TVer because you watch TV.
Yeah.
It's something I do. I don't watch TV. I play games.
But I do. Video games are super sweet. I really like how much variety there is in video games now.
You can
just kind of be in the mood for it the way you are with food or whatever. Video games are really fun right now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kaiser says,
I like reading about it.
Sonic. Ooh, so he played for the Master System, not for Mega Drive.
Oh, wow. Nice. I haven't played that Master System version. I didn't even know it existed until like a few years back.
Yeah, it was YouTube that... Yeah, do I feel old yet? Yeah, Kaiser turns 30 next month. Yeah, I do feel old.
Attaboy.
I was... Kaiser says, I've been watching this show since I was a teenager. And he turns 30 soon.
Oh, this show?
Makes me feel old, yeah. I missed the key thing in there. that's fucking crazy. A lot of us are still doing this, though. You know, Shintai's still doing his thing every week, and I saw Tireclaw and Gaming Beast, guys that were around from when we all started doing this stuff. They were hanging out at Magfest. You and I.
Put it this way. I left. I had a family, and I came back.
Yeah, right.
Still did a show.
So yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, and so Street Breaker X is old himself or herself. I can't see the avatar. So yeah, love playing old games. Love seeing old games. And speaking of old games, you want to talk about what we've been playing? You got some old games that are inspired by, or new games inspired by old games.
Yeah, so you want me to go first? Or
you did really good in the break, by the way, man. Holy shit.
I did, yeah. I'm telling you, man, the Switch, I love it. I love it because I can play it anywhere.
Dude, hey, man, I'm with you. It's my I've got all three, and I love all three systems, but I think this Switch has been my favorite of this generation.
It's so, you know, remember how I said with the new, with this generation in gaming, the thing I felt that it added was a standby function?
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent now, that option is very important because I only have, if I'm playing on the TV, I have only an hour to myself to play 1 hour a day if I'm lucky.
Sure.
But with the Switch, I can take that shit off and just continue playing.
Yeah.
But my wife will be like, want to watch something? No.
There's something more to it. I see the credits way more often when I buy a game on the Nintendo Switch. I see the credits more often. I don't know what it is. I fell off of a lot of other games, but something about the Switch.
It's weird because now, like, I own the Switch and I want to buy games on the Switch, but I still prefer to buy some games on the PS4. Like Final Fantasy VIII Remastered. I want to buy that. And I don't feel right of being played on a Nintendo Switch when that game was originally a PlayStation game. I have to play that on the PlayStation 4. Also, I need those trophies, even though I don't care about trophies, but I do for this game because I love that game. And I will do everything in that game.
But why? Maybe you just don't have the same thing. Something about when it's on the Switch, I end up finishing the game. It's really weird. Except for Zelda and Impossible Lair. Like if Last of Us was on Switch, I'd finally
play. And Uncharted 4.
Finish Uncharted 4.
I accidentally bought Wonder Boy at Monster World. Not Monster World. Wonder Boy and Dragon's Trap, I think it's called, on the PS4 when I meant to buy it on the Switch. Because I saw it on sale, and I guess I forgot I had a Switch, and I just bought it on the PlayStation website, and I was like, oh, fuck no! And then, so I got to go back to my PS4 eventually to play that game, because I heard good things about it.
Which, it'll still be good, but, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I have a Switch. I want to play my Switch. I don't have a PS4.
Yeah.
I feel weird going back to my PS4 to play a game. I'm like, oh, I wish I bought Ghostbusters Remastered on Switch instead of...
Wait another 10 years when we're on episode 600. You'll be like, man, we're so good to bust out the old PS4.
I modded my Switch the other day, is what I would be saying. Anyway, so yeah, the games that I've been playing, I actually beat Cuphead. I saw the credits to the game. You beat Cuphead, right?
Yeah.
That last dice boss...
That one was hard for me.
Was a bitch.
Yeah. I didn't feel like the jumping hitbox was representative when you had to jump on...
On those stupid gloves?
Not the gloves, when the cards were coming at you in a row.
Oh, sorry, the cards. Yeah. That's what I meant.
I felt like the hitbox did not match the graphics, and I would fall through like crazy.
And it was random.
Yeah.
Like, they were randomized. It wasn't like...
It was hard.
Two white, one pink, two white. Yeah, it was terrible. I was on it for... I'd say about a week, and I remember all the bosses before that, no problem. I got the patterns down, easy peasy. It was just that guy I couldn't do. And I beat him because the game bugged out. He just stood there, twirling his mustache or whatever hell he does.
Really?
And I just kept attacking him with the homing. I just kept shooting. And I posted it on Twitter, and I said, I'll take it. I don't care. Like, it's not my fault. I didn't cheat. The game fucked up, and I just went with it.
You should. That one, when I finished it, I wasn't like, yes. It was like, fucking finally.
Yeah, it was
I would have taken a glitch out on that one.
And it was the dice rolling thing. Like, I had the pattern down.
I got great at that.
Yeah, and then, but I'd do something stupid where I'd, like, roll again and go from the beginning. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, I don't want to do this again. I have, like, one more hit point. I can't do this.
I got so good at it, it didn't even bother me. If I did screw up and if I missed,
eventually I was the same way.
I'd skip all the way through again.
Yeah, you knew how to jump on it to like go to the places. I know, but it was just so long. Like it felt like a long loading screen.
And unfortunately, like, you know, I would find which one of those three was the easiest. And eventually I just got, because I fucked up that a lot too. So
yeah,
you eventually just get good at all those little mini.
Yeah.
Thing.
Like the cigar guy was easy, but it took so long.
Yeah.
The giant eight ball was easy, but it took so long. It's like, it's not about it being hard. It was just long.
Yes.
And then only to make it to the end to fight this fucking guy with a stupid randomized cards and then die.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I know I'm good at this. It's this game, this part. It drove me nuts. But after the game bugged out on me and I beat him and I finally went to the devil and I was like, oh shit, here comes the devil.
Yeah. It was
and I beat him.
Devil's a letdown because he's so easy compared to like the several bosses leading up to him.
Yeah, and like every other boss, the only time I died is when he changed forms, so I didn't know what to expect. And after like three times, I was like, I got this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's it? You're just a giant eye? I can do this. And then I beat the game, and then I was like, oh, feels so empty now. Like, I want to play it again. But I'm going to give it a break before I go back, if I go back.
Cool.
Yeah, so I beat Cuphead. There's another game as well called Minute. It was on sale on the Switch. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah, so for those who haven't heard of it, it's a weird-looking creature who looks like a Tamagotchi, like the actual Tamagotchi character, and you have a minute to beat the game, but you do and you don't. You have 60 seconds to do something in the game, and then you die, and you restart. Or you can kill yourself and just restart that way. I beat it without meaning to. I didn't know I was at the end of it. I got to the boss and all that, and I beat it, and I was like, oh. Well, that kind of sucked. I kind of wanted more. And I don't know if it's because I was good at the game or because the game was just super short.
That I can't remember like you. I just know of it. I know that it had like black and white. Like
it was crazy. A cool concept. It was kind of annoying because I'm like, I you know, I'd walk to the next screen, but then I walk behind a tree for like 3 seconds without realizing it. When I thought I was moving on. Mm-hmm. And I just killed myself to start over. The game trolls with you too. There's a character in the game who, when you go up to him to talk to him, he talks like this. Like you see like one word a second and they're doing that on purpose just to fuck with you. Yeah. So he'll be like, come back here later. And you're like, ah, time's up, die. And then when you go there, you're just like, okay, I know now. I don't have to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
Go up to, it's fun, entertaining. I recommend it because I haven't played anything like that before. And it's called Minute, M-I-N-I-T. And the other game that I saw credits for, and I don't know if you did, we can talk about it together, was Shovel Knight, King of Cards.
Real quick, the game didn't break. The boss was just scared of you, Kevin. And Street Breaker asked, didn't the company say anything, or didn't the company say anything about the sequel to Cuphead? I don't think they've announced anything because I believe they saw that DLC that's coming out. There's like a lady character you're going to play as.
Yeah, like a pink character, right?
Yeah. So there'll be that. So who knows what they're going to do next. Hopefully they're so rich but not rich enough that they don't want to make anything anymore, but that they get like the thirst to go at it again.
I've seen every behind the scenes videos I can watch in relation to Cuphead and how like there was just two brothers who like decided to make it and all the different arts. So I watched them on IGN to see if they can beat their own bosses.
They're really good at it.
But they did stuff that I was like, you can duck? I didn't know you can duck under those ducks. Like stuff that I never even thought of to do. Like when there's a duck coming towards you, I kept shooting at it running backwards, but they just ducked underneath it. And I'm like, I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Same thing with the first boss with the giant punching glove. I never thought to duck under the glove. I always jump backwards.
Well, to be fair, sometimes the art doesn't match the hitbox, and they know the hitboxes, so... But obviously,
Same thing with the train, with the giant balloon boss. And there's like a train with spikes that go by you. You can jump on its nose. You can parry it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I had no idea. I've done it for an hour. I had no idea.
And then, Kaiser says, I've beaten, a game called Hentai Climber, a game where you play as a bikini clad chick climbing up a mountain. It's not good, nor was it actual hentai. It was beatable, but the, collision was bad and your character can just randomly vanish into thin air.
What's the hentai part of that? Is it the clad? Are you naked?
Well, he did say, it was not good, nor was it actual hentai. So
that's a misleading title.
Yes, yeah. Gizmodo must have developed it.
Ah.
since y'all get the scoops earlier. So yeah, but Shovel Knight, we both played some more. But you beat the expansion, right? You actually got.
I did. Yeah. Of,
okay. How many?
Did you?
No.
Oh,
I'm a little. So right after we got done recording the last episode, the very next level I played had the green bouncing stuff that you were trying to tell me about.
Ah, yes, 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 yes.
And I've beaten a couple of the like potiony kind of levels or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's it. I'm still in like the world two or stage two or whatever. How many are there? Four?
I want to say three.
Three? Okay. So then I'm probably about the halfway point. I
like
think.
Three maps.
Yeah. Okay. Three. Then I probably about halfway, I think I've got another level or two before I can beat the boss or get to a boss or I don't know.
I liked it. I actually ended up liking it more the further I went. Remember the complaints I had about like the controls and all that? That's all fixed later on.
Okay. Yeah, I got better at it too.
But I mean like there's stuff that I found unfair. That you can buy. Remember how, like, in Shovel Knight, you can buy, like, different costumes for Shovel Knight that have, like, different attributes? Mm-hmm. You can buy a costume in for the king where if you fall, then a propeller of mice, like a helicopter of mice, pick you up out of the hole and put you somewhere else. So, like, a second chance.
That's awesome.
And that's what I use because I'm, like, half the time I fall in holes because the game fucks up. Like, I bounce off the wall. I spin. Yeah, some bullshit. It's out of my hands, right? So I use that. And I got better with the controls as I kept playing. And, yeah, I end up liking it a lot. It's still my least favorite out of the four. I played the card game. I beat all the, that was kind of it was a grind. I don't like card games in games unless it's Triple Triad from Final Fantasy VIII. I don't like learning new rules, especially for a game in a game.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't complicated. It just sometimes I'm like, ah, I missed that. It's like chess. You know when you do like something and then someone catches you off guard, you're like, fuck me, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
And I don't like doing that. I don't like doing that in games. I don't. And there's no real point to do the card game. You can get medals, yeah, who cares? But yeah. I never found a point to it. I just did it because I have to complete it.
Okay.
Because I'm fucked up. But yeah, I ended up enjoying it. You can go back to the ship. Remember, I was trying to figure out how do you go back to the ship to
You press upgrade? The select button.
Select. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't know that.
I didn't either, next time I played, I saw it. There was a little thing in the corner of the screen. I'm like, we are idiots. Both of us are idiots. Yeah,
absolutely. Because I was waiting until the game like brought me back to the ship for me to spend the money.
I did the same thing.
So I was like, oh, select. Thanks for that game. Because it flies down like Super Mario 3.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. Look, I'm not saying it's bad. It was not the best out of the four fantastic games of the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't complain. It was great. It was an 8 out of 10 instead of a 9 out of 10 like the other ones.
Yeah.
Or a 10 out of 10 like Shovel Knight. So, it was still great.
I pretty much agree, other than I'd probably order it a little differently. It's not my least favorite, but it's good. And I got better at it. So, that made it more enjoyable as well.
What's your top four, starting with number one?
My order would go probably OG Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Then the one with the scythe, the Spectre of Torment.
Mm-hmm.
Then King of Cards, then Plague Knight.
Wow, Plague Knight's your last.
Yeah.
Plague Knight's my second. I love Plague Knight. It was like a shoot 'em up, I felt like.
I'm that way with you, though. Like, I really liked it. I think it's great. So I'm really excited about the new Ninja Gaiden style game that they're publishing. It's by a dude named Mecha Skull. Let me get the name of this. Dude. It looks like a Shovel Knight aesthetic, but Ninja Gaiden. Mecha Skull Twitter? Is that the I can't really remember the developer's name, but not the dude, but not the game's name. That's crazy. Cyber Shadow is the name of the game.
Okay.
And it's fucking gorgeous. It looks so awesome. Like, I cannot wait. So,
speaking of developer, first off, before I forget, have you played Katana Blade Zero? Zero?
No.
On the Switch?
No.
I heard it's great. It's like Hotline Miami. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, the other thing I found out recently, again, with the guy who created Meat Boy, He created the art and animation for Braid. I had no idea.
Oh, I had no idea that he worked on Braid.
Braid.
Oh, cool.
Like the little guy with the tie and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also an Indian movie, so that's cool.
So when I went back on that, like looking back, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. Like the way the monsters look and the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, huh, I can see that.
But
I'm fanboying off of him. I really like him.
I'm a fan of Edmund McMullen as well.
Yeah.
He's very nice to us, so.
I bought The End Is Nigh as well for Switch. That was on sale. And I was like, I don't know what this is. It looks like Super Meat Boy, but it's my hit by him. You got it. I bought it. I haven't played it yet because it's fucking Smash Brothers, but.
speaking of Smash Brothers, have you tried the Smash Brothers Brawl thing in Shovel Knight?
No, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I have not. I've not tried it either.
The only reason why I beat Shovel Knight King Cards was because I was at the hospital for 4 days. So when my daughter was in the hospital, so I was like, all right, I can play Shovel Knight. Yeah.
Street Breaker says, one thing I hate in a game is the no jump feature, like Ninja Gaiden Z, like Yaba Ninja Gaiden Z.
I don't know that one.
So I don't know.
No jump in a Ninja Gaiden game?
That's gross. Seems jarring. You know, it took me a while, and there was a Toad, the Toad sections, and that they ended up making a whole big treasure
Captain game Toad?
Yeah. There's Captain Toad puzzles in 3D World, I think.
Yeah.
And those were a little jarring to not be able to jump.
I fucking hate those things. I can't believe they made that into an actual game. So, like a spinoff.
Sounds like you guys agree. Fuck the no jumping. If you can't jump. I don't always hate it, but I tend to not like a no jump feature. Like in Bionic Commando, I really
struggle with that. Well, that's part of the game style, right? For that's what I was thinking too, but.
It is, and I don't like it. It takes, I have to unlearn to think with my arm pulling me instead of my feet launching me, you know.
Like I remember when playing Final Fantasy games back then, or any RPG, and you couldn't jump, and it drove me crazy. And then you played Super Mario RPG and you could jump, and I was like, he can jump. Like it was wild. Like, holy shit. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is what's missing. You could actually jump.
I told you. I knew it would be great. cool. Well, then I did want to say I did watch The Witcher on Netflix.
It's funny. I was talking to people at work about that today.
And it's a prequel to the games. Like, it's before the games happen and the books.
It's based on the books, right?
Yeah. And I don't know when the story takes. I don't know if it's different than the book, the way that the game is different from the book, or if it is really, I think it's closer to the book maybe, but not exact. I don't know. It's before the games. That's all that matters related to a video game podcast.
Yeah.
And I did not like it at first, but
slow start
for me, but I think it's because I just didn't. I've always struggled with trying to really understand what Geralt is, like, as far as how supernatural he is, like, how, is he John Wick, where he's just, like, unbelievable and can't ever die kind of a thing, or is he vulnerable, where there's supposed to be some tension, and he just happens to be good, like, I got more used to that, like, all through The Witcher 3, I felt that way playing as Geralt. I wasn't really... Yeah. So, I thought that for the most part, Henry Cavill does a pretty good job.
What a beautiful man. I hate him.
He is a beautiful man. The girl that plays Yennefer is just, if you don't get a crush on her, like, you don't have a pulse. She's just, she does a really good job of, like, transforming the way like she looks.
I heard she went from ugly,
like, super
to
ugly,
attractive.
Like unbelievably attractive, but it's not.
Yeah.
But like how she does the performance is really good. Cause any makeup or whatever is, you can get that done, but like the core of who that character is stays really consistent and you can really see the conflict with her about it, but like, I mean, she does a great job of looking gross, of looking unattractive, despite how pretty she really is. But like, you root for her character, and she's just awesome.
Now, you've played the games, I'm guessing, right?
Just the third one.
See, and I did too, and I played maybe about 40 hours. It's not for me. Like, I tried to like it,
yeah,
and I didn't. But for someone, I guess like me, who's just playing, I don't care about the story or the characters or anything. For someone like me or someone who's never played the game, do you think it's worth watching still?
Yes. I would say definitely. But it is dark fantasy. Like, it is.
And that's the thing. Spells,
and there is potions and magic and witches and monsters. I mean, it is nerdy ass dorky stuff, in my opinion.
Because see, the Castlevania show, I wouldn't have watched it if I hadn't played the game.
But you would have liked it without playing the game.
But I wouldn't have watched it. I wouldn't have even given it a shot. Because it's anime and it's vampires. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's behind the eight ball. Right? And I do like fantasy. I think it sounds like more than you do. But I'm not a... This is kind of pushing it for me. But... And also, the dialogue is very theatrical.
Yeah.
So you have to really focus on... You have to really pay attention. Or it's really easy to...
Like, they all speak like Thor? Like, very godlike?
No, more like you're watching a play. Like, the performances are more like...
Like Romeo and Juliet's remake, in the modern version of it, where they're still speaking that Shakespearean language?
You're getting closer, right. But okay. Closer.
I take this sword, and he's holding a gun.
No, it's more like...
That was a good movie. Fuck y'all haters.
No, it wasn't.
It's great.
Excuse me. I don't know. It's just like two people won't be quippy with each other the way that they are.
Okay.
I had to go watch plays, and this reminded me of garbage dialogue in some plays I had to watch.
Okay.
But it the character development is still really good, and if you pay attention to the dialogue, they explain a bunch. And because I did play Witcher 3... Some of the locations that they mentioned, I was familiar with.
Yeah.
I don't think you need subtitles, but it might help.
What a weird series to take on, I guess.
I would agree. And I guess part of what the adjustment I think that I needed to make to enjoy the story was to understand that there are... He's not a superhero, but he's got kind of like superpowers or whatever. So he is still a guy trying to get by and taking on bounties and stuff. Right? So
I just got a new question of the week.
Okay. So anyways, that's... If I'm looking at it from a Game of Thrones perspective, you're not going to like it. If you're looking at it to try to follow the situations that Geralt gets himself in by trying to... take on side quests, if you will, then I think you really will like the show a lot. So, okay, so what'd you find out? What were you doing?
I'll give it a shot. No, I was just talking about this because we didn't have a question of the week.
That's what it was, question of the week, yeah.
I just got a question of the week. What is another show you like to see be made? Sorry, what's another game that you like to be seen?
I know what you're saying. I would like...
Game you want to be seen to turn into a show? On Netflix or whatever.
I would honestly like to see like them do a cool cartoon, even if it's a CGI type of cartoon, with like a Donkey Kong Country or something like
that. They had those lines.
They have a Donkey Kong Country like good cartoon on Netflix?
No, but they had like the old 90s show or 2000s show. You remember that, the CGI show?
I didn't, but okay. So I'm not counting it because it doesn't exist in my world. Was it good?
I liked it. It was like CGI animation, like early
something,
CGI.
But I would like to see something like that, like because we tend to have the more gritty, real kind of stuff. You know,
yeah.
I think there could be some cuteness.
But what you want already exists, is what I'm saying. Like this show that you're like, oh, I wish they would make this, already happened, and it's a pretty decent show. He sings, but you know.
Okay, but it's not on Netflix.
I mean, I hope it is one day, but...
I'll try it out. Okay. Well, then something like that. I mean, there's other games with characters that haven't been made. I guess I would just want something in that vein more than...
I can't believe you never watched the Donkey Kong show.
I've never even heard of it.
That's wild. Because Ruby and I used to watch it every single time it was on.
Never even heard
of it. Cranky Kong's in it. Dixie Kong's in it. Diddy Kong.
Nope.
Kay Kruel. It's like that, you know, that early, like,
those are all characters. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. No, Kay Kruel. Oh, okay. Now. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The new year has turned you into a dick.
No, anyways, the show. No, I'm surprised I haven't either.
Yeah. Like, I remember wanting those shows like that, like Kirby Right Back At You, and I watched them, like, not for me. And then it had Sonic X, and I'm like, not for me. I never had that show in, like, a cartoon except Donkey Kong, where I was like, yeah, this is it. This is good.
I don't know. Maybe, like, because we were so young, the Super Mario Brothers Super Show and Zelda, for me, I actually liked as a kid, but I've never been. This is a hard one for me because I don't really care about the mediums crossing over or the properties from the different stuff crossing over. What about you though? Is there,
if they were to make it, like, that's what I was saying, like, Witcher is such a bizarre, but I guess they're basing it off the book, not the game. It just looks like the game.
Yeah.
There's like a fight scene. I know that they literally did side by side scenes of the first game, whatever. Metal Gear. If you can do like a Netflix show on that,
yeah,
you can easily do like 12 episodes of him just in Shadow Moses and, going through that, like, you know what I mean? Like, you can, the first season can be like Metal Gear 1.
Sure, yeah.
And then, or even like the original MSX games, because you kind of need that.
Yeah.
And it's, you don't need, like, you don't need to create like a fantasy world. It all takes place in corridors. Like, I don't know.
I think there's an opportunity for that to be absolutely horrendous because it's nonsense, yeah, but it could also be great.
Yeah. And like the boss fight, like Psycho Mantis can read your Netflix history. Ah, you like Marriage Story. Yeah. I see.
Donkey Kong Country, Legend of the Crystal Coconut, I think is what Street Breakers is saying the name of that is. He says, y'all,
is that what it's called?
He says, y'all can catch clips of him on YouTube, so I'll check that out. Kaiser recommends Dance Dance Revolution, the Netflix show.
Oh my god, just a bunch of flashing lights and feet. Oh, heaven.
Would love an X-Men Street Fighter animated movie.
That would be rad.
Street Fighter, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why X-Men specifically?
Huh?
Why X-Men specifically?
I don't know. Maybe there's an X-Men Street Fighter game.
I know there's a Marvel versus Capcom.
That would also be great.
That would be great.
I like X-Men, so that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gosh, yeah. I think I just would like to see a...
Wait, did you hear my joke about Psycho Mantis breaking the fourth wall by reading your viewing history?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but maybe I didn't hear the... Did you say something after that?
I did. He said, you like Marriage Story. And that was it.
Oh, yeah. I did miss that. I apologize.
Yeah, it's okay. Marriage Story? It was good the first time.
Is that...
It's a movie on Netflix. I was just thinking of the most cheesiest title.
Oh, the Adam Driver new one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who's the actress? Is it Natalie Portman? Who's with him?
Scarlett Johansson?
That's who it is. I knew it was...
Yeah, he's a weird-looking dude, man. My wife told me she watched the Star Wars movie in theaters. Oh, I can't say without spoiling. Anyway, something happens where everyone in the audience went, ugh.
Oh.
So.
I haven't seen it yet. My parents saw it last night, and they said it was good.
Yeah, no, she liked it. It's just funny. It involves him, specifically. Okay. He's a weird-looking dude.
Did you ever watch the show Girls on HBO?
She watched it, so I watched it in the background.
I was the only
dude was on it.
That liked it, but I liked it.
Yeah, the amount of girl shows that I watched, like, I love Sex and the City.
That's why I thought maybe you'd have seen this one.
Yeah, it played in the background. I choose to play, like, my Vita or something.
It's good. I see why people wouldn't like it, but something about it.
He's in that, and he's also in there's a movie with Justin Timberlake, and he's like, outer space. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Don't know. But that's right. Yeah. I liked him in Girls. I thought he was particularly awesome in Girls. He says, I want to see a record of Agarest War. I apologize, Street Breaker. I don't know what that is. Oh, he lives in Nevada. Cool. Well, good evening, sir.
Nice.
I don't know. I think I'd like to see something as awesome as, like, Aladdin, how Aladdin turned into, like, great NES games. I'd like to see something go the other way.
Yeah.
You know.
But, like, being taken serious, like, an actual show that you're like, holy shit, this is good.
Have you seen the Peanuts movie that came out, like, 4 or 5 years ago?
Okay, the CGI one?
Huh?
The CGI one?
Yes. Yeah. I want that quality from one of these fun video game properties.
Yeah, like that, the way it looks?
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
that sort of effort and production value.
I guess Ukulele would probably look good in that style.
I think it would look great.
Oh my god, Cuphead!
I don't care about those characters.
Cuphead show.
Yeah, we're an idiot. We've been staring at it in the first. Yeah, moving on.
It's already, the animation's already there. Just make it. Oh my god, yeah. Just give us done.
I will binge watch that. Dude, I watched one of the best episodes of Winnie the New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. It always stuck with me as a kid, so I went and watched it over the weekend. Where they had to clean up Christopher Robin's room, and there's like this evil, like lair under his bed, and like this like sludge monster and stuff. It like really tripped me out as a kid. And it's on Disney Plus.
So you're like, hey, let me just check it out.
I was like, oh, this is awesome. Oh, look how New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh is a fantastic cartoon.
How's that theme song go? It always gets stuck in my head.
Gotta get up, gotta get going. It's gonna meet a friend of mine.
Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear. Okay, that's the one. Okay. Never mind. Aladdin comes out on Disney Plus today, and on January 28th, the Lion King comes out. The
new one, the Guy Ritchie one.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. I want to see that.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
That's the thing. Is I've heard. It's got like a lot of bad reviews out there, but it is one where I've heard some people will go, no, actually, I really like it.
I really liked it.
I don't know. Well, I like.
I really liked it. Yeah. So. I think Will Smith did a great job as a genie. It's like the Batman thing. You have to look at it differently.
Okay.
It's a different genie. He's not trying to be Robin Williams. He's trying to make his own genie that just happens to look like the other genie because the fucking genie's blue.
Yeah.
You have no choice. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah. So, then I played another video game. I played Jedi Fallen Order. There was a sale on CD Keys, so I bought it for Xbox One, and that was a mistake.
Why? I heard good things about CD Keys.
No, it was the platform. It was Xbox One. It was not the retailer. I should have bought it on PC.
Oh, okay.
It was the same price for the standard version on PC or the deluxe version on Xbox One. I figured that the deluxe version would have like some DLC or something. It does not. It was all cosmetic bullshit. And for the most part, it runs okay. But there's definitely some real choppiness, especially if I've been playing for a while and the Xbox gets hot.
Yeah.
I can start really chugging along and you can just see the downgrade in the graphics. And I just wish... Damn it, I should have just bought it on PC and either played it here on my PC or done the Steam Link thing because it's that kind of an action game. It's a forgiving game if you tell it to be.
Yeah.
I made the parry window really big, that kind of stuff. Jedi Fallen Order is hard. It is not an easy video game. I didn't set it to like the easiest, but out of the four difficulties, I set it on the second easiest.
Yeah.
You can die at any time the way you kind of can in a Dark Souls game, and you lose your experience until you go kill that enemy.
I heard about that. It's like kind of like Dark Souls-y.
It's got some Dark Souls mechanics in it.
Yeah.
You know, it is a solid 7 out of a 10. It is just a good video game.
Isn't that most Star Wars games? They're usually just like pretty good.
Yeah, there's some that are revered, but for the most part... I guess I was maybe expecting a little bit better.
That it's EA, right?
They published it. Respawn developed it. The people that did Titanfall and Apex Legends.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So that's why I was expecting a little bit. It's not polished. It's clunkier in ways. It's clunky in 3D ways, but... In a relative way, it's clunkier than the way that we were complaining about Knight of Cards for Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Like, there's some camera wonkiness, there's some...
I heard the jump sucks.
The jump sucks! And, like, there's some sliding stuff, there's some vine swinging that sucks, but I think the voice acting is good, I enjoy the environments a lot, I think the sound design is good, I do like action games, the upgrades feel good. The upgrades are a little too slow. They totally held on some, powers that they shouldn't have for a little too long.
So. Now, is this... I remember the old Star Wars games were considered canon to the lore.
Yeah.
And they washed all that away. Is this canon, or is this just for fun? It is canon, okay.
Yeah, because they've brought in a lot of like characters from the Rogue One movie that is, okay, that is hyper Disney only. I don't think that they had I don't think that it was Forrest Whitaker voice acting the part, but it was that character and the likeness.
Okay.
And the cool robot in that movie, that black cool robot, you know?
I haven't watched
Rogue One. So there's this like one robot that's very funny. I whiffed on the mute button. there's a funny robot who's really cool. And that model is in the game. So I'm sure it's drawing from canon. I don't know if it's made. I haven't gotten to a point that would make the canon shake or anything like that.
Okay.
But I like it. And I know, I haven't looked this up, but the main guy looks like a redhead, Zachary Quinto. Is that his name? The guy from Heroes and he's Spock.
Oh, I don't know.
He's an actor.
But he's the dude from Gotham, I heard, right? Shameless? The redhead guy?
No.
Isn't that the same?
No. Sorry. So I'm talking about a brown-haired man.
Okay.
In the video game, it looks like a redheaded version of that actor. And it sounds like him. And I haven't looked up if Zachary Quinto is voice acting this guy or not. But it looks like him. And I think because it looks like him, my monkey brain is going, it must sound like him. Doesn't it sound just like him?
I don't even know who Zachary Quinto is.
You do.
Go Google him. I'm bad with celebrities.
You'll know him right away. Kaiser says, ugh, Dark Souls mechanics.
Oh, okay. The dude with the eyebrows.
Yes. Yeah, Spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he was in
Heroes.
American Heroes, Horror Story.
Reach the internet and smack you.
American Horror Story.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I like him. I wasn't really going to reach the internet and smack you. I think he's good. So if he is, well, so if it's not him, who's ever this actor playing the Cal character in Fallen Order is good. I like him.
I thought it was, I want to say
Nolan North or Trey Baker.
No. The dude from Gotham, but I guess I'm wrong.
That's the actor in the Fallen Order game?
Or that I thought that that was
it. In Gotham. I'm not sure what thing you're connecting.
Okay, so it is him. Was cast as the lead role of Cal Kestis?
Yeah.
So that's the guy from Gotham. He plays Joker. He's in Shameless. He's a redheaded kid.
Oh, okay.
And kid, he's probably older than me. I wonder if
does he look like Zachary Quinto? You know, some actors look alike.
No, he's redhead.
I just said a character that is redheaded looks like a brown-haired man. Yeah. It is possible.
Yes. Okay.
I guess not. We got to move on, I suppose. What is this?
I got to... I said, why are you yelling at me?
I'm not trying to yell at you.
Look, you're throwing a bunch of celebrity names at me. I'm bad with celebrity names. I heard that it was the guy who was in Joker, or who is Joker on Gotham. It is him. Who to you looks like a brown-headed, red-headed guy from Star Wars. A different Star Trek.
But the actor I'm talking about is not the same guy.
Right? No. Yeah. But the guy I thought you were talking about was the guy. Yes. Who is the guy?
And my okay. What I'm wondering is, do you think that they look alike?
Sort of. I mean, generic white guys.
Okay. I guess that's what the Cal character is. He's a generic white guy.
Yeah.
But there's something about him that really reminded me of Zachary Quinto. But it's not him. But clearly it's a professional. You know, he's on Gotham or whatever. So
yeah, he's on Shameless.
And I thought this guy has done a really good job. I guess I'm in just a bit of a Star Wars mood. I like The Mandalorian.
I still got to watch it. I've seen all the Baby Yoda memes along with the Baby Sonic memes, which now I'm intrigued. He's there holding one of those flowers from fucking Green Hill Zone. I'm like, oh, that's beautiful.
Siler. Yeah, that was the name of the guy. He was Siler in Heroes.
In Heroes, yeah. He's a dude who like took people's abilities, I want to say.
Yeah.
God, that was a good show.
Especially that first season. Boy, there were some great twists and what's going to happen. And
yeah. Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Yes. Oh, man, it was so fun.
It was fun.
And then the writer's strike and it just got weird and oh, well.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch the first season of Heroes.
Yeah, I have it on, not Blu-ray, DVD, the box set.
I definitely, it's been long enough that I've had to have forgotten a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I just remember her cutting off her pinky or her toe or something.
Oh, and it like grew back or whatever. I just remember when she jumped off the thing and had her like
the giant dirt mountain, right?
Yeah, where she like had
yeah, I remember that too.
It was yeah. Like first, yeah. Must have been a really well done scene, you know?
Yeah. God, that was a good show.
We gotta go back and try it, right? Maybe that's why I've been falling asleep watching it. Well, maybe that's maybe not. Yeah, I really liked that show.
It was good. Fuck. Show won awards.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did.
Well, not enough. Should have won all of them. It should still be winning awards.
And I remember the horn-rimmed glasses for some reason. That's how I learned the phrase horn-rimmed glasses.
Oh, from her dad?
Yeah. Stupid shit I remember from that dumb show.
And you know, they had a lot of actors that keep popping up. Like Hayden Panettiere was on that Nashville show, and well, Zachary Quinto, and the guy that played Manesh. They were a really handsome Indian man.
I've seen
a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Harold. Fuck. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Damn.
I want that to be a video game. Let's go the other way. Let's let Telltale get us the added stuff. We can scrap the carnival seasons and all that.
They tried remaking it again, Heroes.
Oh, did they really?
I think so. And like it failed horribly.
Oh, and his
brother. I think it was called Heroes Reborn. Politician. Yeah, yeah. I think he wasn't able to fly.
He had the weird Stallone mouth. Like, the main actor, the boy, whenever he yelled, his, like, lip would get all wonky, and always stuck out to me.
I just remember that one scene where the politician guy flies, like, off camera, and even back then, and I was like, that wasn't a really good effect. Like, it looked really bad. But I was very, unimpressed with it. I was just like, could have done without that part.
Heroes might have been the first thing that I streamed all the way through, and it was through Hulu. But it was before, it was, I swear, maybe I'm misremembering this, it was spelled H-O-O-L-O-O, and it was totally a pirate site. Like,
I think that's what Hulu started off as.
It absolutely started out as a pirate site, and then it changed into this legitimate thing over time.
Yeah, like Napster.
Yeah, but Hulu still exists. Does Napster still exist? Like,
I saw gift cards for it. I'm like, what the hell?
I knew that they went to a pay model. Okay, cool. Well, yes, like Napster. And just,
I don't know who uses it, but it exists.
So I'm not sure if I would notice that detail, I guess. Because it was such a streaming, it was such a shitty streaming. Because this was in 2008 or 9.
Yeah. That's what I found out about.
We don't have effects would have looked terrible to me. You know what I mean?
But even then, I would have been like, I was like, like, this was supposed to be the grand moment. And I was just like, it's really bad. I wish I didn't see that part. I'm embarrassed for it. Like, it was really bad.
That's funny.
And it stuck with me. God, that was a good show. Fuck, I gotta watch that.
Well, Kaiser says there was a Heroes game. He says, you play the Heroes video game called Gemini?
Mm-mm.
He says, no, you can't buy the Heroes game anymore.
License.
That sucks.
For what system? I'm guessing PS2. That's probably...
Probably.
When it was around, right?
09? No, it would have been 360, PS3.
Really? I played the Lost game.
It was at the end of college, the 360 came out. And that was I graduated in 05.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was dating my then wife or girlfriend.
Now wife.
Yeah, now wife. I played the Lost game for Xbox 360 for easy achievements.
Oh, yeah?
It was really dumb. Like, the guy, the main bald guy, sounded like, I'm like, who's this guy? Like, that wasn't even, that sounded nothing like him. And you walked around putting pieces together of the story. And I was like, wow, this game's not really good. But it's 3 hours and I got 1,000 achievements. So, hey, win-win. I think it's called like Lost Tacos or something. I forget.
You know, Lost is a show I never gave a chance to.
Oh, really? It was good.
It's right here. I just know that I won't be
scared. It was fun. Yeah. It was dumb, but it was fun.
That's
like me. Just like, hey, look at guys.
Some time.
You're like, wow, that idiot. It's fun.
So, yeah, well, Kevin, let's call it a show. It's been an hour and 45 minutes.
Oi. How the hell does that happen? Because I'm fun and dumb. Yay.
And whenever we have light amount of news, it ends up being a long show.
Well, yeah, I tried to keep it light so we could have a light show. But
I know.
We always fill in the void somehow.
We start. If there's nothing to keep us on track, we're just.
Yeah. I blame me for that.
So, yeah, I think that's going to do it for the show. Want to thank everybody. Oh, no, you know what? We have feedback. We got some stuff from Tomez. So, it's relatively light, but let's definitely get to that. So, first up, so he has super important info for Kevin about Mario 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening. I haven't read this yet.
Okay.
Kevin said his favorite game is Mario 3. I want to tell him this in case he did not know.
Okay.
Maybe you do.
Okay.
The GBA version on the Wii U Virtual Console of Super Mario Advance 4, Super Mario Bros. 3, rolls right off the tongue, I know.
Yeah.
It has an awesome feature that they added to it.
It has
all of the GBA e-reader levels and features patched into it, and therefore is the only official complete version.
I did not know that.
Heads up, so he can fire up his Wii U when he still can, if he still has his Wii U. Otherwise, get a goddamn Wii U.
So Kevin, I did not know that, because all
those little extra nuggets and morsels.
I have an e-reader.
Okay.
I have an e-reader, and I have that game. I've been going nuts. Well, not like crazy, sure, but I'll go on eBay and look for those specific e-readers, because it drives me crazy knowing that there's my favorite game. There's a version of that game that I haven't played. Like, there are levels that exist that I haven't played. And the only other time I felt this way was with Sonic Spinball, when that wasn't common on every system, when it was just available on the Sega CD.
Oh, I was like, I had no idea. I thought it was always available on Genesis. I had no idea.
It was only Sonic Spinball, Sonic CD.
Oh.
Sonic CD is what I meant to say.
Okay.
That game existed. I knew it existed, and there was no way for me to play this game until they released it on everything. But knowing that there was a Sonic game that was in that Sonic 1 to Knuckles period that I did not play drove me crazy. And I'm like, there's a good Sonic game out there that I haven't played. And that's what
awesome.
I feel with
this. It is good. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I went nuts until they made it, you know, available everywhere. And that's how I feel with the Super Mario 3. I know the e-reader levels exist. I have the e-reader card, the e-reader itself, and I have the Super Mario 3 for Game Boy Advance. I want those levels. I haven't played those levels. Even if I mod my systems, which I have on Vita, like Super Mario 3 for GBA, it doesn't have those levels prepackaged with them. It'll say, hey, swipe your fucking card. And I'm like, I can't, because it's a Vita. So, fuck off. But I did not know that about the Wii U. And so,
dust off the Wii U, man. Like, literally go.
I wonder if the eShop service still works on it.
On Wii U, it still does. The Wii, it doesn't.
Does it?
Yeah.
It must be like $7 for that game. I might buy that.
So here's what I was going to say. We'll see. You've given a very passionate speech right now.
Yes.
We will find out if.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
I had no idea either. I didn't realize that there was bonus content available for Super Mario.
There's more levels and more, I think, costumes.
That's for that awesome. Game. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Kaiser says it's weird playing the Mario 1 levels on Mario 3. Won't spoil why.
Oh, so they like remade the first game. Oh my
now
God.
Now I'm going to get out the damn Wii U. Thanks.
That's awesome.
So very cool, man. Good stuff there. And then also he. I got to click on the right button. He's also got a few comments here from the last two episodes as well. So give me a sec. You don't have those up, right?
No.
Okay. All right.
Because I am not a good co-host. See, I sit here and pet my cat whenever I can.
Hey.
He's right here. Say, what's up, buddy? What's up, buddy? Yeah.
What's his name?
Pickles. He's named after a vegetable.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Tommy.
No, that would be funnier.
Now, he's also Canadian. He says, Canada Coke is 2 liters. My 7-Eleven Colossal Gulp is 3 liters.
Okay, that's what I couldn't remember if it was 2 liters or 3 liters.
He says, I have a SNES hidden gem that I recently found. I have not heard anybody on YouTube talking about it. I fired it up on the EverDrive, and to my shock, I see a Konami label. It got me interested. He says, I get into the game, and it's bloody awesome. Fast, exciting, pulse-pounding music, great action, cool boss battles. The name of the game is Cybernator. Have you heard of that? So the Japan version is called Assault Suits Vulcan. I highly recommend checking it out.
Those are fun words.
Right? Right? Cybernator, Assault Suits Vulcan. I had never heard of this game, so I will definitely fire up the emulator. It's got to be in there, right? But I downloaded several hundred ROMs. It's got to be in there.
Yeah.
Cybernator. What a great 90s ass name too.
Yeah.
You know, like a nice generic.
Well, cyber anything. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. And Nader is like, you know, the Terminator and all that stuff. And like at that time, Rob Schneider had the copiator, the guy that tries.
Oh, Pauly Shore.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, Pauly Shore would do that too, but Rob Schneider had an SNL skit where he would.
Oh, okay.
The Summermeister, I don't know, I can't do it. Dumbass also says, check out the Switch game called Valfaris. I've heard this is awesome. He said it's totally badass. It's an indie dev, kind of like Contra, but mixed with Dead Cells, but it's not roguelike. He says, with very heavy metal soundtrack. It is amazing. He said, I bought a physical version and imported because it is only digital in our region, but the PAL version is English, and I think it was 40 Canadian bucks. Totally worth checking out on the Switch. Watch a review of it. He says, it's crazy action, crazy graphics. The same devs that made Slain, if you've ever heard of that one. I don't know. I had a hard time getting that one out. A little aneurysm there. And then two more comments. Metal Gear Subsistence for PS3 fucked me over and is a bunch of bullshit. I love when he just goes off on stuff. I wanted it in part for Metal Gear Solid. I bought it brand new, and the box says it has ITG. MTG, maybe? I open it up, and it was a download code, brand new. I enter the code, and it tells me the code is expired. It was not used. It was expired. That is fucked. It didn't say an expiration date on the box anywhere. That is fucked up.
From Metal Gear Subsistence? It came with a Metal Gear Solid?
It says the box says it has ITG, but he has typos a lot. So I'm guessing.
I'm trying to think if Subsistence was part 3, was it not?
I don't know.
Why would that come with Metal Gear 1 download code? Because that was a PS2 game.
Well, the box says it has ITG. Maybe he doesn't have a typo, and I don't know what the hell ITG is, and I made an incorrect assumption in my correction.
I don't know what ITG is either.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what sucks, too? Like, you know, you got Smash Brothers and Mario Odyssey and stuff? I try to redeem my gold points since they expired. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, I'm going to expire. Yeah. It's a physical copy.
Luckily, that stuff is absolute garbage now. It's like a 30% discount.
The gold coins can act as currency for your games.
Oh, the gold ones, yeah, you do. They get discounted as you buy.
Yeah. So you save $2. I'm like, woo, $300 worth of games.
It does help. Like, it does. I had enough built up that it knocked like $6 off Ukulele or something.
Yeah.
So, and then also, Dumbass says, related to last episode, one last comment. He says, they should not have named the memory DDR6. Obviously, they should have called it DDRU.
What is DDR?
It is.
Dead Sense?
It's the style of RAM, so like.
Oh, it's a PC joke. Ha!
Yeah.
I'm like, not
so this
smart.
Is a stick of DDR3 RAM. What's in our. Like, I bet your computer has DDR4 RAM. Mine is DDR3. And DDR5 is typically on graphics cards. I don't know if you buy RAM sticks of that. And I think DDR6 is more on graphics cards, too. I don't know. That's tough. He's going to hate me for this, but I didn't like that game. Oh, so Kaiser, we're going to have a war between Australia and Canada before we know it.
Oh, jeez.
Now you're coming from Minnesota. Oh, jeez.
I don't need this.
So I guess Kaiser disagrees about the Hinjim Cybernator. I'm definitely going to check it out. So very cool.
That's a fun name.
It's a really good name.
I just picture a bunch of like mainframe, like wireframes.
Yeah.
Like with the word in the middle. Like neon orange.
Look up that Cyber Ninja game. I just freaking forgot about it. Mecha Skull on Twitter. It's even called Cyber something, like Cyber something Ninja. So Cybernator, it's like the visuals you described are in that trailer.
I assumed it was. Yeah. Anything with the word cyber, I assumed it was.
Yeah, right. Pinks and all that, so. Alrighty, cool. Well, that's going to be it for the show. Everybody, again, Happy New Year. I want to thank Ben Landis for letting us use the song Through the Forest as our intro and music. It looks like Kaiser's down for an Aussie versus Canadian war. And the U.S. can just be the referee for once. That'd be nice.
You know this whole crazy World War III memes that's been happening lately?
Yeah.
I saw a pretty funny one where it just showed a picture of the Eiffel Tower and it says France surrenders. And they're like, what the fuck, France? I'm like, all right, that's pretty good.
I've actually...
like before any decision was made.
I know these are, they're dark, but the World War III memes have been hilarious.
They have been good. Me and my homies, they're about to go out to war. Shows throwing a grenade at the wall or something stupid.
I think my favorite one I saw was... Have you seen the one where there's like a bear that's making like an awkward look to his side? Like...
Oh, like the stuffed animal?
Yeah. So it's like Iran says something like, Iran acts like they're not scared about the U.S. And it shows the little bear twice. And it's like, it's like Japan. We blew up like three of their boats. And the next thing it's like, and then they unleashed the sun twice. I'm like, oh, that's fucking dark. I shouldn't be laughing at it.
I know, and actually another one where it shows they switch Canada and U.S. Okay. And it says, remember, this is America, and it's pointing at us.
But there was something about, like, the awkward, like, dude, we blew up three of their boats, and they unleashed the sun twice. It's like, oh, my God. So
yeah, they've been pretty good.
Ozzy, I love you, man. Here's how Kaiser says it'll go. Ozzy, I don't like this. Canadian, that's okay. Ozzy, I love you, man. The war's over.
War's over. Pretty much, yeah.
I think the Ozzy would put it like when I was in Australia, like they loved like ribbing people. Like they'd like tease you a little bit. So I feel like an Ozzy would tease you first. And yeah. Canada would be like, that's okay. And well, like, I love you. Here's a beer. War's over. Maybe we just need to give beer to everybody.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. So, alrighty. Our RSS feed is available at our website, classicleet.com. You can search for Classic L337 on any of your podcast catchers, and we should be there. I do have a goal of getting us on Spotify this year, Kevin. It should be able to happen. I just have to host this through Anchor. I just have to get and put our show on Anchor as well, then we'll be over there. On social media, our handle is Classic Elite. It's Classic L337. I did it again. I knocked my I lowered my
chair.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. I did get the username back. I got a text from Tony. He changed his Xbox name. So he's like, hey, if you want Classic Elite, you can have it. So if you'd like to play video games with me, I've given up Classic Elite Scott. So
that's fair.
That's me now.
My Wii U Nintendo name is still Perinerds.com. Bad choice.
I was like, this is going to confuse absolutely no one. I don't play games with anybody. I'll just take it. Thanks, Tony. So yeah, that's gonna be it for the show. Kevin, I'm sorry that you thought I yelled at you. I was not meaning to.
That's okay. 2020 is a new year. I'm a stronger man this year.
All right,
it's the way I roll.
I need to make better choices. The way I roll. So that's gonna be it for the show this week. Thank you for hanging in here for the whole 2 hours. Ended up with a long one.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, we've also, every time we have a break, it ends up being a long one anyway, so.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, again, shout out to Kaiser, and also Street Breaker. Thank you very much for hanging out. Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
Kaiser, always enjoy when you spend your lunchtime with us, so. You guys have a great day, and we will see you next week for episode 309.
Peace.